Over many decades, various research studies have shown the value and effectiveness of arts education in the lives of schoolchildren, as well as its correlation to their achievement. And yet, increasingly during the same period, educational decision makers have all but removed art education from the curriculum of most elementary schools. Why? It makes no sense. This is what we know about why arts education matters. First, being a hands-on activity, arts increase student engagement, focus on positive achievements, and keep kids in school. Second, the arts, including painting, singing in a chorus, dancing, and acting, require positive behaviors and attitudes, such as patience, persistence, and collaboration, thereby building character. Third, the arts enhance creativity, a requirement of the 21st century workforce and rapidly changing world. An example is the beautifully designed products of the Apple Corporation. Fourth, critical thinking skills are also sought-after qualities in today's world, and the arts foster these higher levels of thinking. For instance, how does one observe a painting, interpret a piece of music, analyze a play? Fifth, the arts develop various language skills, such as learning to read musical notes for singing, composing, or playing an instrument, memorizing dance steps, creating a painting, or acting in a play. Sixth, the arts provide a fun way to learn math principles, such as creating a work of art using measuring tools. Seventh, the arts can be used to teach about historical periods or make literature come alive. In one community, Shakespeare plays are used to teach anti-bullying lessons. There are many other rewards to be found in the arts, qualities such as beauty, joy, grace, emotion, empathy, as well as life lessons such as teamwork and developing a passion for learning. And finally, a multitude of studies have shown that the arts in the curriculum almost always improve test scores. Therefore, reducing or eliminating the arts in education reduces the likelihood of student success and societal satisfaction. Fortunately, times are changing. The new national curriculum, the Common Core State Standards, which include arts education as an essential component, is replacing No Child Left Behind. In addition, the teaching of the sciences is to be enhanced in a program known as STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. In an article in Education Leadership, Robert and Michelle Root Bernstein proposed finding ways to foster the arts education alongside science education, and even better, finding ways to integrate the two. The purpose of this coupling is to produce students capable of creative participation in a science-dominated society like ours. As Max Planck, a Nobel Prize winner and accomplished pianist, said, "The creative scientist needs an artistic imagination. Indeed, so do our children need and deserve this artistic imagination." Finally, and so importantly, arts education will foster new audiences for the arts, which is critical to keeping alive the symphony orchestras, museums, theaters, operas, and dance productions so necessary to the life and health of our communities and our nation. For The Moral Is, this is Kay Cummings.